Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Having some technical difficulties. Hello, everybody. Tony, are you with me? Hello, everybody. Hello,
hey.
Tony, are you with me? Hey there.
Yes, can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, hey. Welcome. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Divine Awakenings, and I had some technical difficulties, so I apologize for anybody out there listening. And so I'm very, very excited for today's show. I have a very special guest I'd like to introduce, a very good friend of mine, and she's in my soul circle, and she's been a great friend and a mentor to me. And I just want to introduce my friend Tony. And hello, Tony. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you for that beautiful introduction, Lori. And it's my pleasure. I love Lori. You are someone who has been an inspiration to me in so many ways, spiritually and materially, all one and the same as we try and navigate the hardships of this plane that we're living on. So I'm blessed to have you in my soul circle. And I'm really excited to be here today with everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Hello, welcome to our show. I hope we can help you answer some questions today within your own love life and your own personal journey through love.
Absolutely. And I'm also suggesting getting a pen and paper ready, too, for towards the end of the show. We have some valuable information for those looking for private insights. Readings, we will give that information towards the end of the show, as well as taking guest callers. So, but we have a great topic today. Is it love, lust, or love bombing? That's the question. So I'm sure we've all been through it in our life, especially, you know, by the time you become 25, 30 years old, you probably had it a few times. But yes, we're excited to discuss this and take any questions, or if it just somebody wants to call and share experiences, we're open to that as well. So anyways, I just want to have Tony open the floor.
Yeah, I mean, what a great topic. You know, today, with everything going on planetarily, with, you know, the number of chronic illnesses that are out there, both mental and physical, with people just walking a very different path to life and spirituality, it's inevitable that love is going to take a hit. Our interpersonal relationships are going to be, you know, at war with all of the other things we're trying to balance in our life. And it's important to understand the differences between unconditional love and love that has parameters or conditions on it, because the last thing we need are more soul wounds, more traumas around our soul. We want to just make sure that we're navigating love properly and able to give and receive it without any sort of damage, you know, to ourself or to the person that we claim to love. You know, love is a responsibility. And I know you and I discuss that often, Lori.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And there's no perfect relationship. So don't, you know, I don't want anybody out there in Blog Talk land to misunderstand what we're saying. Believe me, relationships take work. You know, and I hear a lot, too, from there's different opinions. And, oh, love's supposed to be effortless. Well, you know, in a fairy tale land, you know, for the most part, some of it, yes. But there's still work to be done, because if that was the case, we wouldn't be on this 3D planet. Because
Absolutely. This
is definitely a planet. Yeah, it's a planet of growth. You know, we're here, you know, we're multidimensional beings living at a temporary 3D experience. And so with that said, what's your take on that? Would you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. A practitioner that I worked with years ago, a brilliant person in the medical community, the medical medium once said that love is soulless without compassion. And I really, that phrase meant something to me. I internalized it because I find it to be very true with my clients that I work with every day, with friendships,
yes.
You know, hearing every heartaches over love. You know, we can say to our partner till we're blue in the face, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, until the first heartache falls upon us, until somebody's ego gets in the way and somebody was rubbed the wrong way. And then, you know, the next thing you know, we're at odds, we're at war with each other. We're feeling contemptuous of one another. We're feeling like our partner is our rival. Suddenly we're being judgmental and, you know, very cold, and all of a sudden love is gone. But if you have compassion at the root of that love, at the center of the I love you towards the person you're directing your emotion towards, you know, an intention is powerful,
yes.
Right? And love is an intention. If we have compassion at the center of that intention of love, we are able to recognize that our partner, like you were saying earlier, Lori, is flawed, just like we are, because there's no
yes.
such thing as a perfect person. Therefore, no such thing as a perfect partnership. So offer them forgiveness. Offer them compassion for their trials. Offer them compassion for being defensive with you, you know,
sure.
and being wounded by you, because theirs is in their own life. And,
exactly.
you know, we all have to be patient and forgive one another. So, yeah, I think we're onto something here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But you hit the nail on the head, my friend. And I have to say, too, I mean, compassion and empathy, you know, that right
mm-hmm.
there, that's very, very important, as well as communication. I mean, I can't say enough about
oh,
that.
Yeah.
And when that
oh,
drops
yeah.
off, that's where things start to really dwindle down. And
wow.
a lot of it, too, I feel, and I'll speak, you know, from experiences and my own flaws, too, in the past, where I've learned and grown. I mean, I'm far from perfect, believe me. I've said things, and we all have said things that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we should have, could have, would have done something differently. But, you know, the main thing is, yeah, you have to take a step back sometimes and reevaluate, okay, what triggered, what was the root cause, or was it something I said? Was it, so, you know, the communicating with the partner on this versus staying silent and running, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you just yep. and you said a mouthful with that one word, trigger. You know, it's like we all have trigger issues, the trigger button. You know, somebody that we love in complete innocence or just, you know, off the cuff, and they, again, they don't have the same schema of love that we do, and the next thing we know, we're using a false perception to interpret what they're saying, and we're not actually seeing them, but we're basing the relationship on our own irrational fears. And
yes.
it might not be our intention, but, you know, we're all just kind of trying to heal trauma wounds in our current time from our past at the same time that we're trying to invite new love in. And that's, once again, because we don't live in a perfect world and we are not perfect. So we're trying to kind of balance all the time. And I think the most important thing when it comes to triggering our partner is that repairing and rebuilding has to be the next breath. It can't be dig your heels in and allow your ego to take over and you'll show them attitude. It has to always be about that intention of, I love this person. I want something that I've never had before. So I'm going to have to take accountability. There's that word, accountability
yes.
for my own actions, my own behaviors, recognize my own irrational fears, recognize my own triggers, recognize, you know, when I'm feeling defensive before it gets out of hand, and talk, like you said, Lori, talk about it. That's
mm-hmm.
the magic wand, right? We're all looking for the magic wand. How do I just make everything better? If I had a magic wand, well, communication is the magic wand. In the tarot,
oh, yeah.
that's the Ace of Swords. You know, it's the adult communication
sure. oh,
card.
Yeah.
You need to have an adult conversation about this in order to see it get better. Yeah.
Exactly. And as an example, I mean, you and I, we deal with clients on love and relationships on the daily. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a different story, but the the common denominator in most of our readings with these clients that are going through troubles and, you know, challenges is they're 90% of the time they're paying the price because of their partner's past relationship trauma.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's where, you know, and I've gone through this too, what I've learned, and believe me, I've learned well, that talking out, you know, when you're getting to know somebody, when you're starting new or whatever, it's important to put that out on the table. Look, we've all been hurt or whatever, but I just want to let you know that, you know, I've gone through this and I'm still, you know, so you got to let the person know, be honest. That's
yeah.
the keyword, honesty, that is so important. Don't act like, oh, I got this, everything's okay, when it's not okay, because you're afraid you're going to lose that person. But then
that's
things start to clash after the honeymoon phase. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's true.
When we have to take that step back, like you said, take that breath and really, you know, look hard in the mirror instead of just immediately scapegoating onto our partner, projecting our fears onto our partner. The hardest part of love and accountability for true love is taking that self-responsibility and being aware of self, being self-actualized, and being able to look in the mirror and say, I'm letting my past dictate the way that I'm perceiving my present relationship, and that's not okay. You know, your partner can't fix that for you. Only you can fix that, you know, and they have to take their own accountability. When we do that, oh my goodness, the floodgates of love can open and we can have these fairy tale romances and long lasting relationships like our grandparents had, right? It is possible to have that, but we just live in a convoluted world where there's so much emotional upheaval, like I said, so much mental illness, you know, and we've all got our mixed bag of nuts. And we're bringing it to one another, and we just have to find how do we combine these nuts to make us one big, you know, happy, one big happy fruitcake at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm looking at my jar of mixed nuts right now, laughing. So, love it. I love you, girl. But
love you.
But seriously, yeah. But I can tell you, also too, just not from, I mean, just from other examples too. Social media, I feel, could be, you know, it used to start off, you know, at the beginning. I think I don't know when it was the MySpace or whatever. It was really to, you know, the whole idea was to keep in touch with loved ones, you know, that you couldn't see, that were out of state or whatever, couldn't make it to the family reunion. But now it turned into a big ball of, you know, stalking. What's she saying? Oh, he liked her. You know what I mean? So the communication has really gotten, this is where things have gotten very complicated. Because you know, how many times a day do you get, you know, he posted this, you know, was this about me? And you know what I mean? So nobody's talking to anybody anymore. That's what I see.
Yeah.
And I know you see it too. Nobody's talking to anybody anymore. Social media, like you said, mental illness, that's a big cause of it right there when it comes to relationships that are very questionable. Okay?
Yeah, it precipitates the mental illness that we've already got going on. It makes us become obsessive and, you know, just really out of balance because suddenly we're giving our power away to something outside of us instead of remembering that all love stems from self-love. And if you want that precious love, you know, again, not to sound cliche, but you've got to love yourself first and enough and value yourself before you come into partnership with another person. And that's what keeps away the, you know, the scary social media online stalking. But girl, I hear you. I mean, I have clients every day who call with, you know, a lot of concerns about new partnerships that they're in. And I can't tell you the number of times I pull the Page of Swords. That's my social media spying card. And I'm like, here we go. You know, like you gotta knock that behavior off. Trust has to be at the center of the relationship. So it's back to how do we do it? How do we do it? What is real love, how do you recognize this versus lust or what we could call love bombing in today's culture?
Sure.
What are some of the differences, Lori? Like what do you feel are some of the main characteristics between genuine love and love bombing?
Well, I mean, the genuine love, you know, and I've had the best world, you know, where the genuine love was coming in that it was an equal, you know, it was an equal give and take and boundary, you know what I mean? And not to say we didn't have our disagreements, but that's how you grow. You know what I mean? That there's misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. But then I've had also my very first love bombing was when we started the first all get smartphone. And I started getting, you know, I'm used to, I grew up in the 80s, so I'm used to talking on landline, stuff like that. You were either available or you weren't. So I'm not sure it's so easy now. And I was getting this person that's getting a hold of me and all these apps. And I'm like, okay.
Lori, I need to interrupt you for one quick minute. I don't know if it's just me, but you're getting fuzzy and I'm having trouble hearing you. I want to make sure everyone out in Blog Talk Radio Land can hear you.
Thank you for that. Okay, is that
there
better?
There you are. Nice.
Okay, I got a new Bluetooth. Sorry about that, folks. But no, what I was saying was, you know, my very first experience with that was basically under social media or under, like, Messenger and text. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was confusing to me. I'm like, okay, we're friends. Are they – so I blatantly said, look, you know, this is – I'm not used to this kind of attention. I'm used to, you know, if you got something to say it kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so – oh, no, everything's, well, you know, that's not how I talk to my friends that way. You know what I mean? Unless I'm interested in more than friends.
Right.
So that's pretty much the experience without, you know, going past PG-13 here. That's really the best way I could describe my experience.
And, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, Lori, you're an empath. I'm an empath. There's probably a lot of empaths listening to this show right now. We are the sensitives in this, you know, in our Earth World community here. And there's something to be said about how do you feel? How is someone making you feel in order to recognize, is this love? You know, because I get that question every day, as I'm sure you do, you know, especially from, you know, people who, again, start to date a new person and they're like, Well, does he love me? Does she love me? You know, like constantly asking that question. And I have to put it back onto you, back onto the person in question here. How do you feel? Love empathically, right? The way that we feel relaxing, right? Love feels relaxing. Your body, your heart rate is normalized. Your breathing is normal. You're in a dreamy kind of a state. Everything feels euphoric. Love is relaxing. Real love in which you know empathically, intuitively that your heart is being cared for by someone has a really beautiful feel to it. Where when someone is lusting after you or love bombing after you, I question you. I challenge you to go inside of your still place in your mind, take a few deep breaths, and really feel what's going on in your body. When lust or love bombing happens, tension, if you're really tuned in, it brings tension, and you can feel that tension. Your body feels...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Your body feels like it's grabbing hold of something, or it's trying to grab hold of something and keep something. You know, you're fighting for that feeling of safety and security, and you just don't know why. That, to me, is your higher self, your intuition, letting you know this isn't safe. This person has poor intentions, or they don't have, you know, your heart center's best interest. They are after maybe the physicality or the chase or the possession, you know, the demands, right? The image. Lust and love bombing, it's all about the image of love instead of the security and the patience of love. love grows slowly. You and I have talked about that so many times. You can love someone right off the bat. Absolutely. You can recognize a soulmate, a soul partner. Right off the bat, you certainly can. But the actual unconditional love in which, you know, you're allowing them to see you in your sweatpants and your glasses on and acne on your face and your hair in a bun, you know, and they're still looking at you and they're like, you're so beautiful inside and out, you know, that love grows. And we have to allow for that kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, where lust, you would never allow. Like, that would never be allowed. The minute you started to be anything other than perfect, this person is going to find another object of their affection, right? So,
Oh, absolutely. In some of my experiences, you know, I could tell you when it goes from feeling good, you know, you get the warm feelings, the butterflies, you know, the heart racing in a good, loving way. You know what I mean? Like when you're around this person's energy, and it goes from that to all of a sudden, it's starting to shock the central nervous system into unpleasant feelings. That's usually the love bombing or the lust after you've gotten through, you know what I mean? And you spent time together, you know that it's not genuine. It's unrequited.
Yeah, I agree.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And I know you've had experiences with that, and a lot of us have. So, but some of, you know, not everybody understands it. And, you know, and I just, you know, a really good friend of mine, I've known her for about 12 since I moved over in this area, and she just lost her husband. You know, they had 4 kids together. But that was very, very, I want to say, codependent and narcissistic, unrequited. Mm. It was very sad.
Certainly lust is selfish and it's manipulative. Love bombing is selfish and manipulative, where real love is generous. You're always trying to give. It's always about the other person. You know, it's always pure. Where, you know,
but you don't
want to
overgive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
as
in
long
real
as it's
love,
balanced.
Though, you don't, you're, yes. And in real love, you are being given to as much as you're giving. So, you know, we have so much, you know, reciprocity there that we don't have to be overly concerned. But with something like lust or love bombing, you better have your, I hope I can say that on Blog Talk Radio, you better have your guard up. Yeah, and protect yourself because, again, this is not a balanced reciprocal love. This is a taking scenario, and if you are overly giving to a taker, we've all been there, you're going to end up with a short end of the stick. Exhausted, physically depleted, mentally on a roller coaster, psychologically off your hinges. I mean, nothing is going to work for you. Your work is going to fail. We cannot overly give to a taker. That's why we're having this discussion today. We're trying to, you know, again, just gently remind everyone that you have the capability of feeling this out, to know the difference between love and lust or love bombers coming at you.
Yeah. And I will, and I'm sure you've noticed this too. Okay. When we went into, I'm not going to stay on the topic too much, but just as an example, because when we were forced into, when we had COVID hit and we had to lock down, what did it do? Everybody's not distracted from their everyday jobs. You get inside your head. Okay. And that's where, you know, we started to get a lot more calls. Okay. From people needing guidance. And that's where a lot of the, you know, the extended mental illness was caused by, you know, just very, very, there was a lot of people that were, there was a lot of fights. There was a lot of breakups and divorces during that time, and we saw it with our clients. So, you know, it makes you wonder, okay, when that happens, you know, you have to, not because people are afraid to talk to their significant other. If you're afraid to talk to your significant other, you might not want to be with that person. That's probably not a good, you know, a vibrational match to you.
Absolutely. If you can't feel safe to be your authentic self with your partner,
yes,
then you're living in a prison. You're living in a prison. It's a prison sentence for the rest of your life. And I would encourage,
yes,
you to reevaluate why you married the person in the first place or why they married you, and listen to your heart, not to sound cliche again,
yes,
but listen to your heart.
Yes. Is it root chakra, you know, issues or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You needed the security, but yet,
yeah,
now you feel stuck.
Right.
Now you feel stuck and, you know,
right,
you feel you can't get out of it. My motto is you're only stuck if you want to be, and you have the power. It's about taking your power back, you know,
amen,
and really reevaluating. And it's okay. It's okay. We all,
yeah,
have been there, you know, and well,
yeah,
you know, and I hear the excuses all the time. Well, you know, I understand that you have children together. Your children aren't always going to be children. Now they're in high school and they can fend for themselves or old enough to drive. And, you know, now you keep using the same excuse. That's the codependency part, you know? And
right,
I say that, I mean, I've been there in my life before, and I love, you know, how much abuse was Lori going to take? No, she's done. So,
right,
you know, with that said, I made, you know, not everybody is on that, you know, on that level of thinking that they're, you know, it's about self-love once again. Self-worth is the key word.
Yeah.
Knowing your self-worth that, you know, hey, I don't, you know, I'm with you because I want to be, not because I have to be.
That's right. Yep. Yep. A partner is meant to enhance your life. They're meant to bring and add to the beauty of what you already have established for you. They're not meant to come in and fix things. They're not meant to come in and fix you or your life circumstances. You have to be accountable for making sure that you got all your ducks in a row. I mean, look, no one is ever 100% perfect. We're all, you know, masterpieces and works of art at the, you know, works in progress at the same time, but you still have to be willing to do the work on yourself and make sure that you're ready, you know, to invite that partner in so that they can add to the beauty of your life so that you don't feel the need to overly depend on them in any which way or form. Because remember, no one person out there can meet all of our needs.
No
one person is going to meet every need that you have. And that,
mm-mm,
again, is setting yourself up for disaster if your expectation is that you're going to meet a partner who's going to love you unconditionally and will meet every need that you have. That second part, that's the fantasy, or I should say the fallacy of what love,
yes,
is. Love is not that. Love is not that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's finding somebody that's just as emotionally available as you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not somebody,
absolutely,
that's, you know, we have all kinds that we talk to and help on the daily. And,
mm-hmm,
and they, you know, it's what you want to hear versus the reality of things. If you don't want the truth, I'm probably not the one to give you advice. You know what I mean?
It's the truth is hard to swallow, but, you know, it's the only thing that helps us to fulfill the soul's mission here. We're all here,
yes,
to fulfill this mission, this purpose that the soul has, and it's not,
yes,
pretty.
<Mm-mm>.
It's
no,
not pretty. It can be
no,
downright scary at times, but you know what? We have great, as much darkness as there is in the world, we have great light that accompanies us on a daily basis. And if you are bold, then mighty forces will come to your aid, right? So believe in that and proceed in that manner. But, you know, seek out practitioners of the light, people like Lori and I who, you know, are conduits of God's good energy. We're here to just help you navigate what's going on in your love life and doing it from a pure channel, from a pure source, and allowing you to fulfill your life's purpose. I'm happy to be, you know, happy to do what I do every day for people. I know you are too, Lori. So.
Oh, yes, definitely. And we keep our rates very low too. I mean, there's,
yeah,
I know you're very reasonable. And we have our regular clientele, and I've been doing this for, I want to say 15 years now.
Yep.
I'm a chef by trade. I got out of that business about 7 years ago because I had a different calling. And,
absolutely.
You know, it just reached its peak. And it was a lower vibration for me. Doesn't mean, hey, and,
mm-hmm.
and it's no offense to anybody. I did it for 30 years. So, you know,
yep.
I did my time.
Yeah.
Anybody in that industry understands what I'm talking about. So it's not a shot to anybody. My daughter, you know, she's in hospitality and, you know, there's a lot of friends that are still in it that I know, and that's fine. You know what I mean? It did well for me, you know, it helped raise my daughter, but I'm also getting a lot out of helping others. And it's just a different, you know, it was the universal calling that I was kind of ignoring it, blocking it for a long time because, you know, I'm a natural born intuitive empath. And I recognize that from a very, very young age.
Absolutely.
Geez, like three.
But
you know, the intuition, strong intuition, and some of the experiences life growing up. I mean, it's definitely from street intuitive to all kinds of just gifts that have opened up as I went through my spiritual awakening. So also, and I know you had a lot of experiences as well, and you are a great medical. I mean, you've helped me, you know, with you know, balancing and changing my diet and everything. And that's another thing that's very important too, to help with anxiety and stuff like that can trigger, certain foods can trigger caffeine. You know, I was a Mountain Dew freak.
Yeah,
for a long
time. And not just caffeine, you know, we have to. So important to make sure that our body is primed and ready to deal with these new modern romances that we're coming into, because again, you know, we're in the middle of this viral explosion and things going on around us, and we do have to know how to navigate our own bodies throughout these times in order to be, you know, well enough to engage in new relationships, and in which we are unfortunately picking up other viruses from our new partners, etc. But
sure,
but there's always
definitely.
Ways around everything. We have the light, you know, we have the light that's guiding us. So,
Lori,
do we have any? Yeah.
Hello?
Do we have any callers? Hi.
We don't have anybody but
okay.
What I'm going to do is anybody out there listening, if you want to give your email address, we do private reads, everybody out there, just to let you know that. And I'm going to let Toni, if she wants to give her information to you, as we have no callers right now, we'll probably just end the show early, but we just wanted to get this episode out because it's very important because there's somebody struggling right now.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, if you're interested in doing a reading with me, my name is Toni, and I'm an intuitive empath. I've been, like Lori, born this way, always just had a knowing for what was going on inside of people on a vibrational level, being able to kind of tune into thoughts and feelings of those that were around me and having some astonishing accuracy. So I've been blessed with that in my life, and I've really helped a number of people, like I said, to navigate the most difficult times in their life, and I'm happy to do it for anyone who's in need of services. I am a master at the tarot. I've been working with the tarot for so many years. I don't know what number I'm at now, but I would say 25 years of tarot work in my past, and I'm just happy to use it to unfold your life's most certain trajectory ahead of you, and, you know, help you to navigate, like I said, the tough times and to make choices, because we all have free will, about, you know, what might be a better route for you to take, what might be more spiritually aligned for you, or who may be more lovingly aligned to your energy, may help you along this path in life as opposed to drag you down, because we do have to be careful, like I said, with certain partnerships that are not operating from unconditional love, and there is, you know, a lot of darkness going on. We want to make sure that those people are not dimming our light. So if you're interested, please email me for a tarot reading and spiritual advising at Toni, T-O-N-I, M as in Mary, C as in cat, at my yahoo.com. And I would be happy to give you all my information and do some personal reads for you guys.
That's wonderful, Toni. Thank you for sharing that information, and thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to give my information as well real quick and then
our
closing. But, yes, I am doing personal readings, and I will give you all the information if you're interested. And I run specials all the time, so I'm not that expensive. And Toni's very reasonable, too. She's amazing.
Absolutely.
She reads for me. And, that's how I found her. You know, like minds, like-minded soul sisters. But my email is all lowercase, soulsensitivelori, L-O-R-I, that's lowercase soulsensitivelori @gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to send you the information, and or I can do an email reading too. So, but I also get busy from time to time, so please allow at least 72 hours for a response. I'm sure it might be less than that, but that would be the worst case scenario. So, and then you'll have all the information from there.
Yeah.
So with that said, it was a great show.
Mm-hmm. It was
an
awesome.
I'm very blessed to have had you on. Yeah.
I'm so honored. Thank you so much for having me as your guest today. And it was wonderful to, you know, broadcast here and to share a little bit of our daily love knowledge that we talk about with our clients every day to this blog talk radio podcast. So thanks, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Awesome. Yeah, and thank you so much, Toni. And I'm going to end the show now. Stay blessed, everybody, and have a wonderful day. Namaste.
Namaste.